Heading into this hour's guest interview segment this morning and joining me live over the air for the monthly report of the Star Valley Arts Council, that's Lexi Weber, Executive Director for the Arts Council. Lexi, good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate your time as always. Couple of events coming up for the Arts Council. And I know it looks like you're partnering with the library system for the Community of Kindness Winter Carnival, which comes up on the 1st of March.
Yes, this is something I wasn't aware of. I guess they've been doing it for a few years, and it's really well attended. They told me that last year they had 600 to 700 people that came to this event, which is really great for our valley. It highlights all of the nonprofits that are in our area. So each nonprofit gets their own station. And so all the community members, it's a free event. These community members get to go through and parents get to learn about each nonprofit, know who we are and what we do. And the kids have an activity or a craft or game, something that they get to do at each station while the parents get to learn about it. I know that there will be prizes and raffles. It just sounds like it'll be a really fun thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the nonprofits that will be there in addition to yourself, Lucky's Place, Bridger Teton, Food Pantry, Azar House. And I understand there's going to be mini golf as well, Lexi. So hopefully you get to put your skills to the test.
Yeah. I actually love mini golf.
It's a great event. And that's up and coming on the 1st of March at the Afton Civic Center from 3 to 7 p.m. And it sounds like you'll have a booth there then. Is that right, Lexi?
Yes, we will.
Perfect. So go check out the Community of Kindness Winter Carnival, March 1st. That's going to be in the afternoon from 3 to 7 at the Afton Civic Center. Spring Music Festival is coming up a couple weeks after that, just a month away, March 22nd.
Yes, this is also an annual event. I don't know how long they've been doing it, but I think it's been a while. It's really also really well attended. It's for adult or youth piano or string musicians, and they select two pieces that they want to prepare and perform in front of a visiting judge. And that judge will provide written feedback, and the judge is a woman, Miriam Hone. She will choose the top 10 or 12 performers, and they will get to do an honors recital together at the Ford Theater, and they also get a little bit of a cash prize for being selected. And that event is open to the public. Anyone can go watch that recital, which will be fun. But to sign up for the music festival, it's just a really great way to get feedback, to have a chance to really work on something, right, and perform it. So in order to sign up for that, the deadline is March 1st, and we have a link for that registration form on our website. And then the actual festival is on Saturday, March 22nd. And then the recital will be the following Monday, the 24th at 7 p.m. at the Ford Theater.
Very cool. Sounds like a fantastic event. And just go to starvalleyarts.org, it sounds like, to sign up and get more details on that. Again, March 22nd is when it begins for the Spring Music Festival. Talking with Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council this morning. Looking ahead into April, Lexi, Classical Night of Music. Tell us what this is about.
Yeah, the Arts Council is putting this together by recruiting local talent to all come together and just perform classical music. This will be April 18th at 7 p.m. at the Ford Theater. And we have a good variety of talent coming. We've got strings, a clarinet, ballet, piano, vocals, and we even have a harp. And I just think it'll be really nice. I love classical music. It's just so soothing, and so I think it'll be a really nice thing. We've got tickets, the link to tickets on our website. They're $12 a person. I just think it'll be a really nice night.
Absolutely, yeah. Classical Night of Music, April 18th. And always look forward to the Children's Summer Theater. Looks like that's in the works for May and June to kick off again this year.
Yeah, I can't remember if I announced last month what play we're doing. We chose Alice in Wonderland this year. Cool. I think that one has a lot of potential to just be really fun. The schedule is going to be a little bit different this year. We're going to hold auditions early in May, so while school is still in session, and then we'll pass out the scripts and access to the music, and the participants will have the entire month of May to learn the songs and become familiar with the script, before the camp begins. So that just gives us a little bit of a head start for when we start rehearsals in June, because we are moving the dates of our performances up a week because of the Freedom Festival. I don't have the exact dates of those yet. We're still deciding, but second to last week of June is the plan.
Sure. Yeah, this has been such a great tradition that's been grown over the last couple of summers, the Children's Summer Theater. And it's grown from, well, I guess this will be the third year, correct? And it's just been a great experience for those involved.
Yeah, it definitely grows every year. And I think last year we had 65 kids involved, and each one is able to have a part that they're really happy with. And sometimes those kids choose to not be involved in the actual play, but they want to be the stage crew, or they want to help with tech things, lighting, sound. And that's such a great thing for kids to learn also. And so even if someone doesn't want to be up on stage, we can still find something for them to do.
Children's Summer Theater, again, May, Alice in Wonderland. That's going to be great. So stay tuned for more details. And again, find info online at starvalleyarts.org. Lexi, anything we missed you'd like to mention today?
I think that's it.
All right. Again, that's Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Get details on all those events happening at starvalleyarts.org. Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.